Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank, having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? gasnetworks.ie/move to gas.
Now, it can happen that people find a beehive in their house. Often it's in the attic or even in the eaves of the house. But for Lisa Ormond in Georgia, it was between the floors of her house. The hive turned out to be 6 foot long and home to 120,000 of them. Good afternoon, Lisa.
Hi, good afternoon.
So you're in your house and you start to hear an odd kind of buzzing sound. Was it a loud buzzing sound? How intense was it?
Well, actually, I never heard it in the house. I had bees flying around the side of my house outside, and they had been there for a couple of months, and they come and go in the spring usually, but they didn't go this year. So I called Georgia Bee Removal, and you've seen the pictures. That's what ended up being in my ceiling, but I never heard them in the house.
Yeah, and when they were buzzing around outside the house, were they annoying you? Were they alarming you to any degree?
To be honest with you, the thing, they were around the side of the house, so I couldn't really see them unless I walked around the side, which I don't typically do. It's kind of on a hill. But at night, we would be out and the porch light would be on. And when we'd come in, there'd probably be 10 or 15 bees buzzing around the light, and you'd have to run in the house so they didn't get you.
Mm.
So that's, you know, finally, I just said, let's call a beekeeper and see what's going on.
Yeah. Initially, as I understand it, you got a friend who led away maybe a couple of hundred bees.
Well, I have a friend who is a beekeeper. So when I saw them on the side of the house, I called her to see if she could do something. And she brought over a bee box with some lemongrass in it. And it's supposed to lure the bees in and maybe create a swarm that will just, you know, if they get in that box, then they can take them away and relocate them. But those bees weren't interested in that box.
Mm. They had a much nicer home already.
They had a very nice home in my ceiling. Yes, they did.
And when you call Georgia Bee Removal, what's the process that they use to try and figure out where the hive was?
Well, they have a little heat sensor. Bobby Kason is the guy that came, and he was incredibly knowledgeable. He walks in and he walks me through the whole process of what he's going to do. He has it, it's on his phone. He has a heat sensor, so he points it in the direction of where I tell him I think the bees are, and it shows up on his screen. He said, "That there's the hive right there." And so then he marks off a spot on the ceiling where they were. First, he taped off the room. Have you ever watched the TV show Dexter?
Mm-hmm.
It was like a Dexter kill room. Like, he had everything, like plastic everywhere, so the bees couldn't get out of the one room once he opened up the ceiling.
Was he able to make a guess how big the hive was?
He said that he had no idea it was that big. The heat thermal picture, it shows where the cluster of bees are, but I don't know if you've seen pictures of the 6 foot hive or not, but it, part of it, most of the bees were clustered towards the end of it, meaning that they had completed the other end of the comb, so they were just working their way down. But he said that he did not expect to open up and see that big of a hive.
So did he have to knock a fairly sizable hole in your ceiling?
Well, he cut 6 feet of sheetrock off the ceiling get the whole thing out. He cut it in probably about a foot and a half sections, trying to get to the end of it. And by the time he was finished, he had 4 sections cut out, which equaled about 6 feet.
And for people who haven't seen the picture, Lisa, could you describe what kind of a shape and size it is?
It's 6 feet long, and I would say it's probably about 2 feet wide of solid honeycomb. And nothing ever dripped on our ceiling while this hive was intact. And I asked him, well, with the hive this big, why wasn't there honey dripping on my ceiling? And he said that as long as the bees stayed alive, they keep their home immaculate. So this hive is their home. It's hard to describe, but I mean, it's a beautiful thing. The actual hive was, if it's not in my ceiling.
Yes.
You know?
And roughly how many bees then were living there?
He estimated it to be about 120,000 bees.
Crikey. Do you have an upper story in your house?
It was in the ceiling of the downstairs living room, in the floor, like in between the upstairs hardwood floor and the downstairs ceiling. There's about a 6 to 8 inch gap, and the builders don't insulate in between floors. And he said that our home is brick on the outside and siding on the top. And he said the bees just found a tiny little crack to get in, and it was the perfect place. He said it's not at all uncommon.
So when you went to bed at night, there was 120,000 bees underneath your floor.
For God only knows how long. He said they think it's been there for at least 2 years.
When he got it out of the ceiling, and it was 6 foot long, did he carry it intact out of the house, or how did they transport it?
No, absolutely not. It looked like a crime scene in my house. Because you have to break it apart in sections. And the total weight of the thing, once it was all down, he estimated that to be about 150 pounds between the actual hive, right? Between the actual hive and the honey. So it took him 6 hours. What he did first was, once he got the sheetrock off and saw what he was dealing with, and now keep in mind, there's bees swarming all around this room he has blocked off. He's in a bee suit. It's springtime in Georgia, so it's about 80, 85 degrees already. And he is standing on a ladder vacuuming these bees off of this hive before he can even begin to remove the hive.
That's a lot of vacuuming.
It's a lot of vacuuming. He ended up with 2 canisters full of bees, and then he started disassembling the hive. And I mean, he had to break it apart piece by piece. Because you can't just, it's attached to the rafters in the ceiling. it was insane. I left and went to work, and I came back about 4 hours later, and the look on his face, I said, "How's it going?" And he said, "I'm sick of looking at bees today."
I assume this thing was dripping with honey then.
Well, once he started breaking it apart, honey was everywhere. It was, when I touched the door handle to go in the house, the door was sticky, the handle was sticky. When I got inside, it was like the floor was sticky. But now, he had plastic everywhere. I mean, he had, like, the furniture and everything was covered, but you know, it's 150 pounds of honey and hive. Of course some honey is going to drip everywhere, but he was a sticky mess when he got finished.
My word. And what happens to the bees? Are they relocated someplace?
Yes. Bobby has this is what he actually does. He's a beekeeper. He's been a beekeeper for about 10 years, and he's only been doing the bee removal for about 3. A friend of his called and asked him if he would come and work with him. So he takes the bees, relocates them to he has a property up, it's north of Atlanta, where I live here. Mm-hmm. He probably lives about 50 miles from me. So he acclimates the bees back to the outside life for about 6 months, and then he'll donate them to different beekeeper societies and things like that around the area. First-time beekeepers can purchase bees from him. All the bees are safe, and they get new homes. It's such an interesting process.
Yeah, and does he get to keep all the honey?
Well, he took the honey with it because, you know, it's in the, like, the comb. So he's said he's going to bring me honey. He sent me a picture of a beautiful jar of honey the other day.
Oh,
but I guess
nice.
It's a process.
Yeah.
It's a process to get it separated out from the hive. And he also has a man that will come and pick up, once the honey is removed from the actual honeycomb, another man will come and pick up, like, the remainder of the comb and make beeswax out of that.
That's fantastic.
So nothing is actually
going to waste. That's great. Now, you know what bees are like for talking, and one bee will say to the other, do you know a nice place to stay? And they'll say, well, we lived in Lisa's house for ages. It was fantastic. How do you make sure they don't get back in again?
Well, funny story, but we bought this house 9 years ago, and apparently, now, of course, we didn't know this prior. Apparently, the people that lived here before had a really large comb removed from their house.
Ah.
So, of course, when all of this is going on is when my neighbor tells me this. So, apparently, the first time the hive was removed before we purchased the house, it wasn't properly fixed after, because there's a lot of work you have to do to fix it so the bees don't come back. You put Bobby explained the process. He insulated the inside where the bees had been removed. So if the bees were to ever get back in, they don't actually have access to where the hive was. So they'll get in there and go, oh, nothing here, and then leave. But he also sealed off the outside of the house. So there's very little chance that they could actually get back to where they came from.
Let's hope so. Lisa Ormond is an unintentional beekeeper. Lisa, thank you very much for talking to us.
Thank you so much for calling.
Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank, having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? Gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.